Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along with you too. If you remember last week, we read the story about Alma's people who were working in their fields when a Lamanite army crossed the border into their land. The Nephites were frightened and ran to the city for safety. Alma told them to remember God, and he would help them. The Nephites began to pray. The Lord softened the hearts of the Lamanites, and they did not hurt the Nephites. The Lamanites had become lost while trying to find King Limhi's people. The Lamanites promised Alma that they would not bother his people if he would tell them how to get back to their land. Alma showed them the way, but the Lamanites did not keep their promise. They put guards around the land, and Alma and his people were no longer free. The Lamanite king made Amulon the ruler over Alma's people. Amulon had been a Nephite and a wicked priest of King Noah. Amulon made Alma's people work very hard. They prayed for help, but Amulon said anyone caught praying would be killed. The people continued praying in their hearts. God heard their prayers and strengthened the people so their work seemed easier. The people were cheerful and patient. God was pleased that the people were faithful. He told Alma that he would help them escape from the Lamanites. During the night, the people gathered their food and animals. The next morning, God kept the Lamanites asleep, while Alma and his people left the city. After traveling for 12 days, the people arrived at Zarahemla, where King Mosiah and his people welcomed them. Jesus told us that if we come unto him through faith, repentance, and baptism, our burdens will be lightened. Repentance is being sorry for committing a sin, not doing it again, and then trying to live more like the Savior. This week, we are going to talk about how Alma the Younger repents. Now, Alma the Younger and the sons of Mosiah discovered the burden of sin and the happiness that comes when that burden is lifted through faith in Jesus Christ and repentance. Children at home, please turn to Book of Mormon Stories and chapter 18, Alma the Younger Repents.
King Mosiah made Alma the leader of the church in Zarahemla. Alma then chose other men to help him teach the Nephites.
Alma and King Mosiah worried because the unbelievers were making church members suffer because of their beliefs.
Alma had a son named Alma. Alma the Younger did not believe the teachings of his father and became a wicked man.
Alma the Younger and the four sons of King Mosiah fought against the church. They persuaded many people to leave the church and become wicked.
Alma prayed that his son would learn the truth and repent.
Alma the Younger and the sons of King Mosiah continued trying to destroy the church.
One day, an angel appeared to them. The angel spoke in a loud voice that shook the ground.
The five young men were so frightened that they fell down. At first, they could not understand what the angel was saying.
The angel had come in answer to the prayers of church members. The angel asked Alma the Younger why he was fighting against the church.
The ground shook as the angel told Alma the Younger to stop trying to destroy the church.
Alma the Younger and the sons of Mosiah fell down again. They had seen an angel, and they knew the power of God had shaken the ground.
Alma the Younger was so astonished that he could not speak. He became so weak that he could not even move his hands.
Wonderful. Okay, so what were the unbelievers doing to the members of the church? Yes, Camille?
They were mocking them and saying that it's not very good to be in church, and they made fun of them.
Okay, yes, they were, yes. Caitlin?
Well, what the unbelievers did to the church members is made them suffer because they were church members. They didn't like what they believed and their beliefs.
Okay, so they were persecuting them, basically, right? What does that mean to be persecuted? Who can tell me what that means? Mason?
Made fun of.
Okay, to be made fun of. That's a wonderful definition of it. What were you going to say, Anders?
I was going to say that they would hurt you and be mean to you and make fun of you.
Okay. Why do you think the people persecuted members of the church? Why do you guys think they would do that? Yeah, Daniel.
Because they wanted them to not join the church.
Okay, so they didn't like them being members of the church then? Alrighty, yes, Camille.
They weren't very happy, and they didn't want other people to. They didn't want other people to be happy, so they mocked them.
All right, that seems like it happens a lot, right? If somebody's not happy, they want other people to not be happy with them, right? All right, Caitlin.
Maybe they knew that it was the right thing, but they wanted to do the wrong thing, so they were trying to get them to do the wrong things too. So they're like, "Don't do the church."
I think that's a wonderful. Yeah, I think that's very, very possible. Yes, Mason.
Like they were being made fun of so that they would unjoin the church because they would be feeling bad, and they would become wicked, so they would have a better chance of destroying the church.
All righty. Okay, so these are all wonderful, wonderful ideas of why the people were persecuted. What do you think? Do you think that happens today as well? I mean, this happened way back then, but do you think it happens today? Yes, Anders.
Yeah.
It does. So in what ways might members of the church today be persecuted? Yeah, Daniel.
They might tell them, like, not to join the church, or they might get hurt.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thank you. Caitlin.
And they might not go to the temple meetings or temple dedications or temple open houses.
All righty.
Or church.
Good. Okay. Yes. Camille.
They got made fun of because of their beliefs.
Okay. So has anybody seen that happen? Like maybe in school or something like that? Yeah, Anders.
One day I was playing soccer with my friends and I saw two people arguing. I could just barely hear them. There was a mean kid and just one nice kid that was worrying about his own business. He came up, so he's like, "Are you a member of the church or not?" And I'm like, he's like, "Yeah, I am." "Just, okay, you're a member of the church?" And they were arguing, and then And then the one that came up and asked him started hurting him, shoved him down and ran.
All right, so this persecution still happens today. So what happened to those people, that the believers that were persecuted? Do you think they gave up their beliefs, or what did they do?
They kept their beliefs.
They kept their beliefs. Why do we keep our beliefs? Why do we stand up for being members of the church? Yeah, Caitlin.
Because we know it's the right thing, and we know that Jesus Christ is real, even though we can't see him.
All righty. That's a wonderful response. Why do you stand up for your beliefs, Mason?
So that even if I'm made fun of, I just won't give up the church because I know it's true.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's an excellent response. All right, so who prayed for Alma the Younger and the Sons of Mosiah? Yeah, Camille.
Alma and the church members.
Okay, and what did they pray for?
That Alma the Younger would repent of his sins.
Okay, so do you think they were hurting pretty badly? That Alma the Younger was making such trouble? I would think so, too. So what do you think your parents pray about when they pray for you? Yeah, Mason.
That we will be healthy and that we will have faith in Jesus Christ.
Okay. That's a wonderful thing to pray for. Thank you. Caitlin.
To help us stay healthy.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Anders.
To help us have a good testimony and to keep us members of the church and so we can live with Heavenly Father again.
Excellent. Yes, Caitlin.
So we can make good choices throughout our lives.
Okay. Why do your parents want you to stay in the church and make good choices? What will that do for you? Yeah, Daniel.
They know it's the true church.
Okay. Excellent. They do know it's the true church. Yeah, Anders.
They want us to live with Heavenly Father again.
I think so. I am pretty sure of that as well. How must you pray? If you want to receive an answer to your prayer, how do you have to pray?
You have to pray like you really mean it.
I think that's very true. You have to pray like you really mean it. Has anybody had their prayers answered? If you prayed like you really meant it? Anders.
One day, all of my family were driving up to Seattle, and we were driving through a really bad snowstorm, and we had a prayer to help us reach our destination safely.
All righty.
And it got answered.
So were you pretty scared then? If it was pretty scary.
Everybody was really scared.
Yeah, that seems to happen a lot too. If you're really scared or if you're really sad, when we pray to Heavenly Father, we tend to really mean those prayers. Really, really mean them. Yeah, Caitlin.
We were on our way heading up to Montana, and we said a prayer that the car that we were taking would run strong and anything, and eventually a hubcap fell off. But I'm pretty glad that it was the hubcap and not the tire.
I think that's a good thing, too. Definitely. It's better to lose a hubcap than a tire. That's very, very true. Okay, how did Alma and his four friends experience Heavenly Father's power? After everybody prayed for them to bring them back to Heavenly Father, how did they experience Heavenly Father's power? Yeah, Caitlin.
They experienced when the angel came to them and it shook the ground. And it told them that Heavenly Father really is there, else why would the ground be shaking?
All righty.
And why would an angel be standing in front of us?
Okay, so it was a visual testimony that they were doing something that wasn't very, very good and that they needed to change their actions, right? All right, well, let's find out what happens next, okay? Let's start over here with Daniel.
The sons of Mosiah carried Alma the Younger to his father and told him all that had happened to them.
Alma was happy. He knew that God had answered his prayers.
Alma called many people together to see what the Lord had done for his son and for the sons of Mosiah.
Alma, along with other church leaders, fasted and prayed and asked God to help Alma the younger become strong again.
After 2 days and nights, Alma the younger was able to speak and move.
He told the people he had repented of his sins and God had forgiven him.
He taught that everyone must become righteous in order to enter God's kingdom.
He also told of the great pain he had suffered because of his sins.
Alma the younger was very happy because he had repented and God had forgiven him. He knew God loved him.
They tried to undo the wrong they had done. They explained the scriptures to the people and taught them about Jesus Christ.
God blessed Alma the younger and the sons of Mosiah as they taught the gospel. Many people listened to them and believed.
That is wonderful. Many people listened to them and believed. So what happened to Alma because of this spiritual experience? What exactly happened to him? Yeah, Daniel.
He got repented of his sins.
So he repented of his sins. All right. Excellent. Caitlin.
Probably made him have a stronger testimony.
Okay. I would say so.
Church.
Yeah, definitely. A much stronger testimony of the church. How was that a blessing in Alma's life? Yeah, Camille.
So he could have a happy life and teach the gospel to others.
Okay. Wonderful. That goes hand in hand, having a happy life and teaching the gospel to others. That's very true. So, Mason, let me ask you this. What did Alma the elder do when he heard what happened to his son? After all his prayers and everything, what did he do when he heard that an angel had appeared to his son?
Well, he was hoping that he would repent because he saw an angel and hoping that he would now believe and repent of his sins.
Excellent. Yes, that's very true. Thank you. Camille.
He was happy, and he knew that God had answered his prayers.
He did know that, definitely. Anders.
He rejoiced, and he was happy inside and out.
He was happy inside and out. Excellent. That's a wonderful visual. So why do you think our parents today want us to obey Heavenly Father's commandments? Yes, Camille.
So we can have a happy life.
So you can have a happy life. All right. Excellent.
So that we won't fall away from the church like Alma the Younger.
Okay. How did Alma feel after the angel had spoken to him? Yeah, Camille.
He felt like he wanted to repent. He wanted to teach the gospel.
Okay. Excellent. Yes, Caitlin.
He probably wanted the church to become bigger because he knew that there was a church and that he was wrong.
Okay. So even before all that, though, can you imagine leading people away from the church and all of a sudden seeing an angel telling you that you're doing the wrong thing and that you need to repent? How do you think that made Alma feel? Yeah, Mason.
It felt like he felt like he had done so many wrong things that he wanted to be destroyed himself.
Okay, so he just felt so awful inside. Excellent, yeah.
He wanted to teach the gospel to other people so that they wouldn't feel the pain that he felt.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Caitlin.
He felt like I've been leading people the wrong direction when they're actually on the right place. I need to probably go tell them, you know, I was wrong. You need to join the church again because the church is the true thing.
Okay, so you're all right. He probably felt pretty awful, just like Mason said, and that he needed to change his ways.
He needed to repent.
Exactly. Why is it important for us to feel sorry for our sins before we repent? Alma the Younger didn't think he was doing anything wrong, per se, but then the angel showed up to him and let him know that what he was doing was wrong. And so he needed to repent. So why is that important for us to feel sorry for our sins? Yeah, Caitlin.
So that you'll want to repent?
Okay, so you want to repent. So you want to become better. What did Alma do when he remembered the Savior?
He tried to undo the wrong and try to teach the people that he turned back into the church members, because he knew he led them the wrong way.
Okay, so exactly, he wanted to correct what he had done wrong. That's wonderful. Mason?
He felt just as good as he had felt bad.
Okay, so it was the complete opposite of what he was feeling, right? He felt really, really good. And he'd been, what did you say? He was in the depths of despair. He was complete opposite. So he was really, really sad, and then he was really, really happy after he had repented. Why is it important for us to confess our sins and pray for forgiveness when we repent? What do you think, Anders? Why is it important for us to confess our sins and pray for forgiveness when we repent?
So we can live with Heavenly Father again and be happy in our life.
Okay. What did Alma try to do to make up for the wrong he had done? Yeah, Daniel.
He tried to turn what he had done back.
Okay, he tried to turn it back. Okay, yes, Anders.
He tried to teach the wrong people the right.
Okay, so he tried to make up for the wrong things that he'd done. So why do we have to try to make up for the wrong things that we've done? Why do we have to try to correct things? Caitlin, what do you think? If you've done something wrong, why do you have to try to correct that after you've done it? Yes, Anders.
So that you could repent?
So that you can repent. That's important. Let me ask Mason if you wouldn't mind sharing your story about how your bike got stolen. All right, so share with us your story about that. And what would be the right thing for whoever stole your bike to do?
Well, on Thursday, me and two friends rode our bike to the river trail. Well, after that, we rode back home, and I went inside, and I stayed inside for the rest of the day. And then I came back outside the next day, and my bike was gone.
Okay, so your bike was gone, so somebody took your bike then. All right. How'd that make you feel?
Not very good.
Not very good at all. I would think that's right. Okay, so whoever took the bike, what do you think is the right thing to do?
Well, for them to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be to return it, because they're making me feel bad.
Okay. So when we sin, we could be making somebody else feel bad, right? Then. And so why would we want to correct that?
Because you might feel bad that you had to give it up, but you were stealing, so giving it back would kind of be repenting, so you would feel a little bit better that you returned it.
Okay, excellent. So you make the other person feel better, and you feel better as well, because you're doing the right thing. That's excellent. Thank you for sharing that with us. Wonderful. So how can we be examples for good among our families and friends? How can we be good examples? Camille, how can you be a good example for your families and friends?
I could listen to my parents when they're trying to talk to me, and I could do my homework when they ask me to.
Okay, excellent. So obey your parents. Anders, how can you be a good example, be an example for good to your family and friends?
My brother always teases me, but I would be nice to just ask him to stop really nicely, and I would help him and my little sister and help my mom and dad out.
Okay. All right. Caitlin, let me ask you that as well. How can you be an example for good to your family and friends?
By doing the right thing, and maybe they'll do the right thing after me.
Okay. Excellent. And maybe correcting any wrong things that you do by trying to do the right thing? Excellent. Wonderful. And Daniel, let me ask you that. How can you be an example for good among your family and friends?
Don't be bad. Don't sin.
Okay. Excellent. I want to share with you, with all of you, my testimony that I know that it's only through repentance and the atonement of Jesus Christ that our burdens of sins can be lifted and we can receive forgiveness and a fullness of joy. Thank you for being with us. Children here in the studio audience and our home audience, remember to share your experiences and the stories we have read today with your parents, brothers and sisters, and or your friends. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapters 19, 20, and 21, The Sons of Mosiah Become Missionaries, Alma and Nehor, and the Amlicites.
See you next week!
Alive the-